He began to laugh, and the woman with hair but no beard laughed along with him. Nervously, Count Olaf began to laugh too, and then glared at his troop until they laughed along with him, and Sunny found herself surrounded by tall, laughing villains.
"Oh, it was wonderful," said the woman with hair but no beard. "First we burned down the kitchen, then we burned down the dining room, then we burned down the parlour, and then the disguise centre, the movie room, and the stables. Then we moved on to the gymnasium, and the training centre, and the garage, and all six of the laboratories. We burned down the dormitories and schoolrooms, the lounge, the theatre, and the music room, as well as the museum and the ice cream shop. Then we burned down the rehearsal studios and the testing centres and the swimming pool, which was very hard to burn down. Then we burned down all the bathrooms, and then finally we burned down the VFD library last night. That was my favourite part. Books and books and books, all turned to ashes, so no one could read them. You should have been there. Every morning we lit fires, and every evening we celebrated with a bottle of wine and some finger puppets. We've been wearing these fireproof suits for almost a month. It's been a marvelous time.
Why did you burn it down gradually?
Count Olaf asked.
Whenever I burn something down, I do it all at once.
We couldn't have burned down the entire headquarters at once,
said the man with a beard but no hair.
Someone would have spotted us. Remember, where there's smoke, there's fire.
But if you burned the headquarters down room by room, Esme said, didn't all of the volunteers escape?
They were gone already,
said the man, and scratched his head, where his hair might have been.
The entire headquarters were deserted. It was as if they knew we were coming. Oh, well, you can't win them all.
Maybe we'll find some of them when we burn down the carnival,
said the woman in her deep, deep voice.
Carnival?
Olaf asked nervously.
Yes,
the woman said, and scratched the place where her beard would have been if she had one.
There's an important piece of evidence that VFD has hidden in a figurine sold at Caligari Carnival, so we need to go burn it down.
I burnt it down already,
Count Olaf said.
The whole place?
The woman said in surprise.
The whole place,
Olaf said, giving her a nervous smile.
"Congratulations," she said in a deep purr. "You're better than I thought, Olaf."
Count Olaf looked relieved, as if he had not been sure whether the woman was going to compliment him or kick him.
"Well, it's all for the greater good," he said. "As a reward," the woman said, "I have a gift for you, Olaf."
Sunny watched as the woman reached into the pocket of her shiny suit and drew out a stack of paper tied together with thick rope. The paper looked very old and worn, as if it had been passed around to a variety of different people, hidden in a number of secret compartments, and perhaps even divided into different piles, driven around a city in horse-drawn carriages, and then put back together at midnight in the back room of a bookstore disguised as a cafe, disguised as a sporting goods store. Count Olaf's eyes grew very wide and very shiny, and he reached his filthy hands toward it, as if it were the Baudelaire fortune itself.
"The Snicket file,"
he said, in a hushed whisper.
"It's all here," the woman said. "Every chart, every map, and every photograph from the only file that could put us all in jail."
"It's complete. Except for page 13, of course,"
the man said.
We understand that the Baudelaires managed to steal that page from Heimlich Hospital.